With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says Chinese President Xi Jinping has given him assurances that Beijing will take no action toward its long-stated goal of unifying Taiwan with mainland China while he is in office. Mr. Trump said in an interview with CBS TV's 60 Minutes airing tonight that Xi, quote, has openly said and his people have said, we would never do anything while President Trump is president because they know the consequences. U.S. officials have long feared the possibility of China using military force on Taiwan. Last days of the campaign before Election Day for mayor of New York City. Independent candidate Andrew Cuomo, Democrat Zohran Mamdani, and Republican Curtis Sliwa offering their closing arguments to voters. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni is appalled by the positions Mamdani has taken on the economy.
I'm sorry, New York has been doing that for how long now? And every time they double down and raise taxes, it just makes the problems that much worse. Tax revenue doesn't go up. Tax revenue goes down. And the rich don't go into New York. They leave New York. It's what has been happening, and it's what will continue to happen, only faster if they double down on this agenda by voting for this communist, which sadly looks like is exactly what's going to happen.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, also concerned about the Big Apple mayoral race.
It's not like Canadian Jews or Australian Jews think, oh, I'm going to move to New York. It's going to be better because there in New York, I'm going to run into Mayor Mamdani. So really have not that much choice. So many more Jews may be thinking of moving to Israel. They'd rather deal with Hamas and Hezbollah than deal with anti-Semites blowing up their synagogues in Melbourne.
Martha Lane Collins, the first and only woman elected governor of Kentucky, has passed away. She was 88 years old. Her biggest legacy is the sprawling Toyota auto assembly plant in the state. This is SRN News. With about 100 days to go until the Winter Olympic Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events to take an SRY gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome found in males. It's the same test that track and boxing federations adopted earlier this year. In July, the USOC barred men from competing in women's sports, telling its national governing bodies they had an obligation to comply with President Trump's executive order. A federal judge in Oregon has blocked President Trump's order from pulling sexual education funding over curriculum mentioning so-called gender diversity. U.S. District Judge Ann Aiken issued the preliminary injunction as part of a lawsuit filed against the Health and Human Services Department by 16 states and the District of Columbia. The plaintiffs say they should have had more warning. This is SRN News. In a court battle over President Trump's request for proof of citizenship on voting forms, one federal judge has said no.
The administration and its allies have argued that such a mandate is necessary to restore public confidence in U.S. elections. The White House has issued a statement saying President Trump has exercised his lawful authority to ensure only American citizens are casting ballots in American elections. We expect to be vindicated by a higher court.
Correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Well, today is Sunday, November the 2nd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including the grand old man of tennis, Hall of Famer Ken Rosewall. He is 91 years old. Political commentator Pat Buchanan, 87 today. Olympic gold medal wrestler Bruce Baumgartner has 65 candles on his birthday cake. Actor David Schwimmer turns 59. This is SRN News.